This morning is from John 21, 1 to 14. As things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We'll go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the lake. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead.
Let us pray together. Living and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your holy sight. Our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This past week I spent some time in Texas. I was there for a conference and I was able to see my grandmother and some old friends from school. I was in Austin and San Antonio and Dallas. And it was kind of a homecoming for me because I grew up in Texas. I spent the first 22 years of my life there. Moved away from Texas and decided I never wanted to go back. But it's a place that I can call home in many ways. And so as I surveyed sort of the landscape, the geographic and cultural landscape, there's a bit of nostalgia and a bit of remembrance of the times spent there. But at the same time, I felt oddly out of place, as though I didn't quite fit in there. And I was complaining about the heat the whole time. And the other thing that happened was, you know, there were some odd things about being in Texas and things that I should have remembered. But I went out on Wednesday morning and I thought there was rain and it was going to be cool and refreshing. And it wasn't. And it was hot. Rain. And I didn't realize that rain could be hot. But it was. And then I went to the bus stop to take the bus down to the conference I was at. And while I was standing on the bus stop, a SUV came by and splashed me with a wave of water, and it was hot water. And about 5 minutes later, I was dry because it was so hot and humid, and I felt oddly out of place, and it reminded me of how hard it is sometimes to go back. And maybe you've lived in the same location all of your life, but those of you who have moved away from home or gone back for a high school reunion know that it's hard to go back. And we read in today's Gospels a story of disciples going fishing. And on first glance, it seems like, well, they're just fishing. They've had a hard week. Their best friend has died. Their teacher has died. And they say, well, we're just going to go fishing for a while. But we have to dig deeper into the gospel story to really understand what's going on. Because this story is oddly familiar to an earlier one. If we remember our story, we go back to the early chapter of Luke, and we see this story. This is how Jesus finds his disciples. They're out fishing. He goes to Simon Peter and he says, "Drop your nets and come follow me." He goes to the sons of Zebedee and he says, drop your nets and come follow me. And they do it. Now, they weren't just fishermen as a hobby, but this was their lifestyle. Now, we don't really know much about Simon Peter and what he did, but the sons of Zebedee we do know about. You see, they were in their father's boat. And they not only were they in their father's boat, but they also had servants that were with them. So they had a boat, and they had servants, which meant the sons of Zebedee were loaded. They had money. It wasn't easy to just have a boat in those days. So they left everything to go and follow Jesus. And this happens very early on in the gospel story. So we get to today, and they had followed Jesus all of this time. Jesus died on a cross. There were reports of the resurrection. And then Simon Peter says, I'm going fishing. And all the other ones say, yes, me too. And so in a way, what's happening in this story is that they're going back. They're going back to their old lifestyle, back to something that was familiar. In the first opening verses of chapter 21, we see this is the Sea of Tiberias. This is significant because it was the sea that was owned by the government. The Sea of Tiberias, which was the Caesar at the time, it meant that anything that they caught, they had to give a portion of that to the government. So they had gone back to an old way of being. This is a reenactment of the fish miracle. But then Jesus goes on to talk to them. He says to them, let's have breakfast together. Let's sit together. He has a gentle way of reminding them of who they are. And just like that earlier story, Simon Peter drops everything and goes racing to the shore to meet Jesus. Jesus is reminding them in a way. There's this reenactment and story of the net story. This happened earlier too. They were trying to catch fish and they couldn't. And Jesus said, try the other side. And they did and they got fish. I don't know why they didn't try it this time. Jesus had done that before. But he was in a way reminding them, you're really not fishermen. It's not really who you are. But you're fishers of men or fishers of people. It's a reminder that you can't go back to who you were. It'd be the equivalent of me saying, you know, this ministry thing is too hard. Living in Oregon is too tough. There's too much rain there. I'll just go back to Texas and work for the newspaper again because it's easy, it's comfortable. But that's not who I am anymore. As I've been following the news, this has been a tough week in the political spectrum, tough week, month, maybe season politically. There seems to be this battle between the conservatives and the liberals, the Democrats and the Republicans. But from my vantage point, I see this new category emerging. I call it the regressives. People who want to go backwards. People who keep talking about the good old days. But do we really want to go back? Now, don't get me wrong, I don't think all progress is good. But regression seems to be dangerous to me. Going back to an old time of being, going backwards, because people are concerned that we're just moving too fast as a nation. Go back to a simpler time. Well, if we go backwards, we'll see that if we go backwards, there's a lot of racism and sexism, and I'm not sure we want to go back there. It's hard for me to say this, but I think people are concerned, those regressives as I see them, they want us to go backwards because they see women and people of color and dare say people not born in this country who are obtaining not just equal status, but higher positions and higher salaries. It's hard for me to say this, but in some ways, if you're longing for the good old days, you're probably a racist. Regression is not the answer, friends. And if we go back to Scripture, the disciples wanted to go back. They were going back not just to fishing, but going back to fishing for Caesar. Jesus had convinced them to give up their livelihood, give up their allegiance to the government at that time, but they were going back. But Jesus says to them, you aren't fishermen. I wonder if we listen closely enough to this story, can we hear that voice reminding us of who we are? That we're not really fishermen either? We're not really accountants or lawyers or engineers or pastors or teachers, but we're people of a new covenant. People with a mission, people on a mission, people of good news and good blessings. If we listen closely, we might still hear the voice of Jesus beckoning us to the shore, calling us to sit with him, to share breakfast with him. giving us this gentle nudge, a gracious reminder of who we are as the hands and feet, the heart and soul of the body of Christ. Amen. Let's pray together. Living and loving God, as the song tells us, you have called us to the lakeshore. You have reminded us of who we are, reminded us of we have a mission, a bold mission to go forth and bring good news, a bold mission to go and share the gospel with so many people, to be love and light to a broken and place and a nation needing healing. May we find ways as the body of Christ to go and share that message and to be fishers of people. Amen.